I did too.
But there is pants where, I mean, the holes are this big. Give me a break. You know, it's like, you know.
Yeah, I know the ones that are
we
right.
Just have.
Yes.
We've got a. We've got a few situations that we've had that where things have happened at home. They haven't been able to keep everything washed. They only started out with probably two pair of pants to begin with, and they're wearing the same pants for 4 or 5 days, and now they got a hole in them, and that hole just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So, you know, maybe there's a way where we can, we still are waiting. Once we get the hot water fixed down, remember, you guys approved the washer and dryer last year.
I did. Right.
That's not, well,
the other thing is that I always donated all my girls' clothes when they outgrew them to the school. And I think that might not be a bad thing.
Well, when we have probably 5 boxes of things and we hand stuff out, so like if we have a kid who is needing clothes, we give them what we have, but we don't always have the exact size.
And they can go to the migrant shelter in Sonora, and they will give them, let them go through those clothes down there too.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know what we do. We try to help, but
right.
There's a huge difference to me to a kindergartner who somebody dresses them and takes care of them to somebody who's bought a pair of jeans that have 19 holes and they have.
That's different.
They paid $100 for them because they're look.
We know, what was it? Sears Tough Skins. You could drag a kid behind the truck.
That's true.
So the polo collar shirts, was that okay?
Polo, any color. We want to keep them off the emblem unless it's a Naco school emblem.
Okay.
But let's see, boys. It says white, red, or navy blue shirt,
and
then
is
preferred, and then right,
acceptable.
Right.
Okay.
And good luck with it. Okay. And so in the end, like I told Tim, I really think that even the boys not wearing a hat, and I asked him if it makes me just sound old. By thinking that, because when we grew up, men, when they came into a building, they came into a church, they sat down for dinner, they always took their hat off. That's just the way it was. And I'm sorry, but I do think that it's okay to instill beliefs like that, old school beliefs, because a lot of them don't have those role models. Like your dad, does he?
No, he doesn't work.
See? And so I think that it's important for us to try to be role models, and I think that we all know the teachers in our lives that instilled those type of things in us if they didn't have them in us already, which I think we all got them pretty much not whipped into us. But anyway, I think the other thing is that if it doesn't work out and people can't adhere to it, we can always go back.
Well, the kids,
so that ought to keep them trying hard.
They have to, and the other thing is the teachers, and so we have to have support on both ends. So
right.
The staff that'll be one of the things that we'll try to emphasize this year. And you know, I mean, if a few people have to be disciplined,
so be it.
It goes around campus fairly quickly, and maybe everybody else will help out.
Well, I think it is time.
Yeah.
To be honest with you,
when
this first happened, my girls were going to school here, and somebody else can probably attest to it. They said they sent a census home for all of the parents to fill out. Well, when I came in here, I said, I didn't get a census. I didn't get a thing about the dress code. Well, they were taken to certain people's houses, and not everybody got one. And so I never voted on it. I was okay with it, though, because I thought the uniformity was a good thing. Somebody was bullying my little daughter because she didn't have, like, these Nike, $100 Nike shoes when she went into first grade. And so I think it served its purpose. But I think it's we've grown up, and they've grown up, and it's good to give them a try. And try it. And then it'll give them more responsibility. So what do you think, Mr. Olmos? Do you have anything?
No, I have nothing. I agree with Mr. Macklin. I think he's done a great job with this new policy, new change. And I think it's time for a change.
So do you have anything further discussion?
No.
Anything? No. And then I'll go ahead and make a motion then for item A. Regarding that we adopt the updated dress code policy regulation for the 21-22 school year.
Second?
I second that.
Oh. Riso almost seconds. Aye.
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 You caught that too.
What? Riso almost seconds, and I'm like, what? He's on a delay.
All right. The last point for our us to handle tonight.
Which we've been doing. And this is for one student?
This is, no, no, this is our whole special ed cooperative agreement.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to make sure you knew how much it was last year compared to what it's going to be this year. And so this year, the special ed co-op is at $65,733.73. And last year it was at $86,595. So if you remember, we hired Palma Hudson, who was working for the co-op, and we took her. So what they were paying her came off, and we've added a little SLP, I call these acronyms, OTPT, and we have a counselor one day a week, full-time now instead of just a half-a-day counselor. And we have also added a special ed person to come in and help with the writing of all of the IEPs. She's the one who helps go around and get everybody ready for your special ed audits, which I believe is probably coming this year just because we haven't had it yet since I've been here. So what we don't want to do is have a problem with our special ed audit. We want all our paperwork to be in order. So she was here one day with Carol Pinnix, who runs the co-op. And I got a chance to meet her, and she was going through her files and fixed like three or four files in about 45 minutes, which is really fast. So she really knows what she's doing. She kind of can spot problem areas. So I think that'll be a good buy for us. And we have the ability to have her an extra day a month if we so need her. Like we have three or four IEPs coming up. We can always get her for an extra day here and there to make sure we're covered. So, but that's still at 65,000. So we're sitting.
That's kind of good to see a lower number. Huh?
Well, it's good, but then
and we have
when you get the maintenance of effort problem, where the state and federal government tells we have to spend $1 more than we spent last year, unless we have reasons. So we do have a high need special ed student is leaving us. So we're hopeful that that'll be the bargaining chip we can use to lower our maintenance of effort, and then of course, then each year as you progress, you have.
But we don't know what's coming in.
No, we actually do, but there'll be some high needs things coming in the future,
right.
Not too far down the road. But right now, if we can lower that MO, that helps us because whatever we spend from special ed funding, we then have to spend out of our own funding. So it gets to be a expensive thing.
Oh yeah, it does.
So,
but it's unavoidable.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it, and they really control how much we have to spend. It's just a matter of, the pandemic created a real issue because we had so much of our special ed time along with all of our other time that things got canceled, so we didn't have to pay as much for services, so anyway, that was good news today to get. That's really, I don't know if there's anything else, Donna, that you wanted to say on it, but that was good to get. So we wanted to put that together and give you both numbers so you could see what was going on.
Okay. Y'all have anything?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Allmouse, anything? No?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. There we go. All right. Sorry about that.
Is
that better?
Sorry. Yeah, it's better.
Okay.
Okay, if we have nothing further, I'd like to move to approve the St. David Special Education Cooperative Agreement on item B.
Second the motion.
Bruce the seconds. Aye.
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 Okay. I do have one note. I got a phone call today. When you get good news, you always have to have something to level the playing field. I got a phone call today, and one of the new teachers that we hired has had some personal things come up, and she is going to have to withdraw and resign.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to start looking for it. I don't have a resignation from her yet, and I told her I needed that to officially do something, but I wanted to let you guys know. I didn't want to throw it on the agenda tonight, because I didn't have the actual resignation.
So are you sure, or is this pending?
She was. What grade? She was our junior first grade teacher. So, I'm really disappointed because I was really excited about what we had put together as a staff. So, I do have a couple of people that have sent me applications and letters of interest. We've got a couple of retired teachers that have showed some interest in subbing, and maybe, you know, if they're interested. So next week my plan is to try to get anywhere from 2 to 4 people to come in for interviews.
Okay. So I hope you find somebody that you feel just as comfortable with.
I know. That was just it. You know, this person had a good feel for that lower level.
Yeah. It's a different mentality altogether.
Is.
Yeah.
So.
And you have to have it's a different, whole different
skill. So
that
will be on the agenda on the 22nd.
Okay.
22nd or the 20th?
Sorry, 20th.
So our next meeting is the 20th.
I looked at Donna, that's why I had to know she had the date.
July 20th.
All right. So I don't have anything else.
Okay. We have nothing else or tentatively set for July 20th at our next meeting. So with anything further, I'd like to move on 5 or 4 to adjourn.
Second the motion.
Aye.
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 And the time is 5:41.
5:41.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Do you want to get the volume increase?